Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And I would just ask all the parents that are listening today to Schools In that they could consider becoming one of our subscribers. We are running a radiothon all this week, and it's less than 40 cents a week to become a subscriber to keep the station on air all the time. And we're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you'd like to go to our website, www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, you'll see a spot there where you can become a subscriber, and you can either subscribe to this show or any other show, or just generally. However, I now have with me the Pembroke Primary School. I've got Kylie, Jimmy and Miss Megan, the principal. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Jimmy. I like playing sports. My favourite subject is math.
Hi, my name is Keely. I'm 11 years old and I like playing with slime and running around with my friends in the schoolyard. My favourite subject at school is math because I'm understanding it a bit more.
And hello, my name's Miss Megan and I'm the principal at Pembroke Primary School. I think it's a bit unusual for the principal to be talking on Schools In, but unfortunately one of our other students is away today, Lee, so I'm going to be filling in a little bit for Lee and helping everybody out.
Okay. My favourite team in sport. My favourite sport is AFL football, and my favourite team is Essendon. The first Aussie Rules football match was played in 1858 between Melbourne and Geelong ended up winning that match. My favourite team, Essendon, have won 16 premierships, which is the equal most amount of premierships ever. Their colours are red and black, and they were part of the first season of football. Now we have Keely with bullying and cyberbullying.
Bullying and cyberbullying is a problem in our lives. I think it needs to stop. Did you know that most social media apps require you to be 13 years old or over? If you are younger than that, it's not safe to use them. If someone is cyberbullying you, then don't reply and stay out of it. And tell your parents or someone that you are close to get help. Now we have Miss Megan talking about cooking.
All right, thanks, Keely. That's some terrific advice to everybody listening about bullying and cyberbullying, especially going and, you know, speaking to someone who can get you some help. So hopefully everyone has someone like that, a parent or an adult or a teacher or the principal. So that's a terrific message. Thanks, Keely. Now, I've been given the opportunity to talk about cooking, which is a little bit funny because cooking is certainly not my area of expertise. But our student Lee, he is an avid cooker. I think he aspires to be some type of master chef when he gets older. And his favourite thing to cook is lemon slice. And I have, in fact, tasted his lemon slice and it was delicious. So to make Lee's favourite lemon slice, you need plain biscuits, butter, condensed milk, lemon rind and lemon juice. And what you do is you mix up all the dry ingredients together. Then you mix up all the wet ingredients together. You grease a pan and line the base, and then you cook it all for 20 minutes in some level of oven. I don't know, probably a moderate oven. Meanwhile, you make the lemon icing. So to make the lemon icing, it's just icing sugar, butter, and lemon juice. And so you wait till it's cool and put it in the fridge overnight and then slice it and eat it. So hopefully we've got some avid chefs out there that might like to try Lee's recipe for lemon slice. Now we have Keely, who's going to introduce our first song.
The first song is Imagine Dragons' Thunder.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, thunder, feel the thunder.
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder, thunder, thunder. Thunder. Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Now it's time for a discussion. I have some great questions to ask everyone. The first question is, would you rather have $1,000 right now or $10 a week for 5 years?
I'd take the $10,000. Oh, it was $1,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'd take the second offer.
Okay, so $10 a week for 5 years.
Yep.
Okay. Jimmy?
I would take the $10 a week for 5 years, because then you can save more and you'll end up getting more money.
Okay, Miss Megan.
Oh, I think I'd rather have the $1,000 right now. I can think of lots of things that I'd like to spend it on. Actually, one of those things might be a cooking book, because I've just been informed that the lemon slice recipe that I was sharing before, it actually doesn't need any cooking. It's a cold recipe. You just put it in the refrigerator. So perhaps that would be a good way to spend some money. But that's a great question. Thanks, Keely. What's your next one?
What's your favourite specialist subject at school? Jimmy.
My favourite specialist subject at school is sports. Because you can be energetic and you can be active.
Nice. I go with Jimmy as well, because it's more fun, and I guess every time you go, it's just a surprise when you go to sport, I guess.
My favourite specialist subject is STEM, because I actually teach that, so it's probably important that it's my favourite specialist subject. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. We do all sorts of interesting experiments and robotics. What's the best thing you've done in STEM so far this year, Jimmy?
Once we had a colour mixing experiment, and that was probably my favourite.
What about you, Keely? What have you enjoyed at STEM this year?
Actually, pretty much what Jimmy said, but then at the same time, that food colouring thing where you dip it in the milk and putting that liquid detergent in.
It had a really interesting effect, didn't it?
Yeah.
We learned about how detergent works. So, yeah, STEM is definitely my favourite subject area.
Yeah. Okay. And last one, what's your favourite thing to do?
Right.
My favorite thing to do in my free time is play sports. And that's it.
Alan?
I enjoy walking. Get me fit.
Megan?
My favourite thing to do, probably being the principal of Pembroke Primary School, really.
Yeah.
What about you, Keely? What's your favourite thing to do?
Probably hanging out with friends and having sleepovers and pretty much making slime.
But they're wrongly named sleepovers, aren't they? No, they don't sleep.
And now we have Jimmy introducing the next song.
The next song on the playlist is Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And as I said at the start of the show, we are running a radiothon this week, and we're looking for new subscribers. And you actually go into a pool for prizes totaling over $2,700 will be allocated to people at the end of the radiothon. So apart from the fact that it's great to be part of Yarra Valley FM, it's also you could win with yourself some quite nice prizes. And in the last little while since I've been on air, we've had Lee from Launching Place sign up. We've had Andy from Montrose and Cheryl from Hampton Park. So if you we'd love you to go on. I'd love to get more between now and 11 o'clock. Go to our website, www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. But now back to School's In, and it's a Pembroke Primary School, Jimmy, Kylie and Miss Megan.
For one of my speeches, I'm going to be doing a top five favourite musicians / artists. Number five, Fabmal. If you don't know who Fabmal is, he makes video game and movie remix songs. He started last year by working together with more popular artists and started to build confidence. In December last year, he dropped his first single, Dropped. He is gaining popularity with 330,000 subscribers. Number four, Why Don't We? The young band are between 17 and 20 years old. They have lots of talent and potential. I think that Why Don't We will become the next big young band. Number three, Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons are 25 years of age and are the biggest hip-hop singers in the last decade. Their most viewed song, Believer, has 2.3 billion views and over 10 million likes. Overall, Imagine Dragons are never going to be topped in the hip-hop category until at least 2023. Number two, Macklemore. Macklemore is a well-known hip-hop artist. He's 36 years old, and recently I had the chance to meet him in person. His highest viewed song, Can't Hold Us, is over 1.5 billion views. His best songs are usually collaborations with other musicians. Overall, though, he's had most of his success on his own. NF. Number one, NF. NF is a well-known rapper / pop artist. His most famous song, Let You Down, topped the charts and stayed there for 9 weeks. It has 830 million views and still going. He's a well-grounded and self-made person. He's only collaborated with other people twice. He's 28 years old and getting better by the day. Now we have Keely with the quiz.
Okay. The first one. What is the name of the newspaper where Peter Parker works in Spider-Man?
Daily Bugle, I reckon.
Okay. If you guessed the Daily Bugle, then you're correct. Number two. What was the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz? If you guessed Toto, then you're correct.
I knew
number
that.
Three. Which movie features two characters called Simba and Mufasa?
The Lion King.
Yep. Which fairy tale character slept for 100 years?
Anybody else know it? Because I know it. Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. Last one, number five. What is the name of the Disney character who plays the Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Yes.
My dog's named after that.
That's how I know.
Now we have Jimmy introducing a song.
The next song that we have is dedicated to Miss Ice, and it's called Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie.
What is happening here? Something's going on tonight. Why?
That was Lionel Richie singing Dancing on the Ceiling. In class this term, we've been doing poetry. We like to read some of our poems. Catching a cold. I caught a cold. It was a horrible feeling. I went to the park with my friends, and when I came home, I had a fever. It was a horrible feeling, and I couldn't make it go away. My dad went to get me some medicine, and all I could hear was slam, bam, slam. Once he finally gave me the medicine, I went to bed, and once I woke up, the problem was resolved. Now we have Kelly with her poem.
Okay, so this is a best friend free verse poem. I have a bestie, do you have one too? We have a colour, our favourite's blue. I still think of the happy times when we were really chappy. I wish we still had each other. I miss you. Everything we do is always fun. I like it how our feelings run.
And now Jimmy's going to give us an update on the weather.
Today it is cloudy and 12 degrees. On Thursday, we'll be having a top of 21 and a low of 10. On Friday, we'll have showers with a top of 18 and a low of 8. Sunny and cloudy on Saturday with 18 degrees and at the highest point and 8 degrees at the lowest point. Sunday, 17 degrees at the highest point and 6 degrees at the lowest point. Monday, we have good weather with 26 degrees, well, a top of 26 and a low of 14. Now we're going to talk about why Pembroke Primary School is such a great school. Pembroke is a great school with lots of good teachers and people with great listening skills. Pembroke also has a great school layout with lots of areas to play.
Okay. Pembroke Primary School is a good school because it's very clean and it has lovely students and teachers. Now it's time for...
Oh, I can just add a few more things there too, Kelly, if you'd like. Certainly, there's still enrolments available for 2020. So you live in our local school zone, which is in Pembroke Road and Dawson Road area. Pembroke Road and Lawson Road area, please contact our office on 9725 6689 to organise a tour with myself. And as Jimmy and Keely, who are fantastic representatives of our school, have, I'm sure, shown everyone today, we want all of our students to be confident, to be great communicators, to be critical thinkers, and also just really love coming to school and love learning. So, looking forward to meeting any new families who are interested in enrolling for 2020 and beyond. And now I think we've come to the best bit, everyone's favourite part of the radio show, is the shout-outs. So,
yes,
there you go, Keely.
So my first four shout-outs is my mum, my dad, and Pembroke Primary School, the whole school, and my best friend, Izzy Flynn.
I'd like to shout out my parents, all my friends at my old school, Emmanuel from my new school, and the viewer who said that they liked the quiz.
Same thing with me.
Right, and I think, Keely, now you can finish the show up with our very last song that you've chosen.
So we'll finish the show with Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back, nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance, hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you, you make it better like that.
Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Tryna talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around, I'm crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where I'm supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in, I said I'm sorry. But now I think that we should stay. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. No, I don't like nobody but you. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Maybe I'm somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby. You just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody.